Whoa, Steve, what do you got there, brother?
I got a real fun album called Scissor Bros Best of Volume 1 available now on vinyl.
Are you telling me that that's shipping out right now and people can get it anywhere in the US?
Absolutely. Get yours today, folks.
Also, come see me live doing stand-up comedy at the La Jolla Comedy Store, also St. Louis, also Syracuse, New York, and then New York City. Tickets at jeremiahwatkins.com. Thanks for watching. And let's get into this episode of Scissor
Scissor
Bros.
Bros.
Channel your inner Joe Rogan. There we go.
I'm ready for the eyeballs.
Hey girl.
Hey.
Hey man, how you doing?
I'm recovering.
Oh.
Yeah. Got hit with the COVID bug, you know?
Oh, you
yeah.
did.
Oof. It's been rough waters, my friend.
Well, Ryan got it too, brother.
I'm so sorry, Ryan.
Thanks, man.
But
know,
Ryan,
it's
you're
all
okay.
Love.
It's all love, yeah. I mean, it wasn't intentional. I don't know. I mean, play it safe. I don't know.
Well, that'd be a superpower if it was intentional.
No, I mean, that would be a bad superpower to have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I wrote a song.
You did?
Yeah, because...
it has to do with this whole thing?
Well, you two got COVID and I didn't, so I felt a little left out, man.
You felt left out. You dodged a bullet, my friend.
Okay, well, I'm going to play you a song. Nate, and don't you even worry, you don't have to sing or anything.
I could hum it. Can I help hum at the end, maybe?
Nope, this is a solo performance. For you, I don't think that Gerald appreciates
I'm
you
sorry.
Coughing
I'm so sorry.
Directly on him.
I try to...
Hey, Gerald, did you take a test to see if you're positive or negative?
Oh, I'm positive for gonorrhea, syphilis, herpes. Thank you, Stevie. That was nice.
Okay, that was a little bit more info than I think we needed. But
okay.
Maybe push him. He's kind of...
He missed me.
Push him up against the wall a little bit more. There you go. There you go. He likes to rest up against the wall. Okay. So can I sing a song
yes,
for you?
Yes, please do. I'm looking
okay.
forward to it.
Here we go.
Everyone got the cocoa but Jeremiah. What did he do for this to transpire? Why, oh, why was he spared? He was in the same location, it's not fair. He went all the way to Toronto while Stevie and Ryan got sick pronto. Was this just a racist strain? The white guy didn't get it, he's too strange. Everyone got the cocoa but Jeremiah. What did he do for this to transpire?
So cocoa is COVID, right?
You got it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
that's cute.
Thank you.
Cocoa. I was thinking, oh, cocoa, like cocoa butter.
Right.
But cocoa, short for COVID.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
isn't that all right. weird, though?
You we're dodged
all,
a bullet,
we're
though.
We're all in the same garage.
I know. I know. You should have it.
And
technically,
I,
you should have
and
it.
And then I went to Toronto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good that you went up there. Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So you said that you've been through the ringer.
Okay, so can I talk a little bit about it?
I would love for you to, because I was curious about, I mean, did you document anything that you were going through, or was it just like in the feels?
Yeah, I didn't have energy to even do that.
Okay, so we're not going to cut to any clips.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Steve.
Oh, I might have a clip of me getting the COVID testing and then it being... Yeah, I do have a clip.
Well, you do?
Yeah.
So I woke up this morning and my legs were sore as hell. I had a headache,
a gigantic headache, and I'm like, my throat was dry. So I got a COVID test, did the proper procedures, and so that's negative, if it's one line on the C, and that's positive, and as you can see, yeah, I got it, you know, this is the FlowFlex test, so I guess I'm going to be quarantining, isolation time. All right, peace.
So, it was the morning after the slingshot thing. And by the way, you got me real good, brother. I felt like those were real bullets or close to them. You punctured
shot
me.
Shot through the heart.
Yeah.
And you're too blind. You get love, a bad name. We mama in a play. You get love, a bad name.
Anyway, so I woke up that morning, shot through the heart, and you're to blame. You give love a bad name.
And I play your game. You give love a bad name.
Bad name. So anyway, I woke up that morning.
Shot through the heart, and you're to blame. You give love a bad name.
When I woke up the next morning, shot through the heart, and you're to blame.
I thought you were going to get mad at me if I did it one more time. So you did it, and I am pleasantly surprised.
My legs were sore. Like, sore to the... It reminded me, like, I was thinking, did I hike Runyon Canyon 100 times in a row?
Really?
It was the soreness where I used to get after wrestling tournaments, where I'm like, I can't move.
Yeah.
So I had soreness throughout my thighs, throughout my calf muscles, to my toes. Everything was, it was like a piercing ice kind of like numbing feeling. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. And then I knew something was wrong when I was getting a sore throat. I'm like, is that a sore throat? So I talked to my girl and she's like, babe, you should get tested. And so I went up to...
It's not the first time she said that. I'm sorry. You set it up, brother. I had
it's
to spike
clean,
it down.
Clean like a lima bean, my friend. Clean, clean like a lima bean,
clean,
brother.
Clean, like a lima bean?
Clean, clean like a lima bean, brother.
Is that a Stevie Weaver original expression? Because I like that.
Clean like
a
lima bean, baby. But dry as the Mojave Desert. So I went, and then y'all seen the results, and I and then... So you even mentioned before we start casting, like, everyone reacts differently. It was my first time getting it.
Right.
Thank God for my two vaccines, brother. Because I felt like if I didn't have that, I would have been way worse.
Yeah.
But, I just kind of... The first 2 days were the gnarliest, where I literally could not move. I was just, like, just laying there. And then the cough... I've had this cough.
Did you have any weird dreams or anything? Like kind
of
weird fever
dreams?
Speaking
of dreams, it flipped my sleeping schedule. Like I was sleeping at 9:30 p.m.
Whoa.
I was sleeping at 9:30, getting up at like 8, 9 in the morning. I'm like, oh, no sleep meds, no nothing. Just out.
Now, since you've recovered, are you trying to stay on that schedule?
Yeah, I am.
Wow.
I mean, I've been pretty good about it, dude.
What if this does it?
You know, that's so ironic because I was thinking, what would need to happen for the change? Maybe this is something like this because literally I've been, you know what? I kind of like getting up a little earlier. You get more stuff done. I'm like, wait, don't
mess with me, man.
What?
You pulling my jank?
No, but you know what? It reminds me that one time I came here at 11 a.m. and then we had a meeting or got notes down and you were surprised I was even up. Remember I was in your living room?
Yeah.
And you're like, I like this Steve. I wish I saw more of this Steve. So, you know, I was more productive, but, so the first 2 days were the gnarliest. I'm not a tea guy, But dude, I have like 5 hot teas. Like I have different types of teas that I accumulated.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I was getting the throat coat, the one that boosts your immune system.
Yeah.
All kinds of hot teas that helped a lot.
I was drinking a chamomile tea last night.
That's good. That's good. So you normally drink teas?
No, I had the Dai Dai.
What's that?
It's good for. I ate something funky and I had.
Oh, like a laxative.
Well,
is that natural laxative that is?
I wouldn't be. No. I had the opposite problem. I wasn't trying to drink a laxative. It was already.
Oh, you're blasting out the butt.
If you want to
put
it that way, yeah.
A blast to the butt, and you're to blame. You gave butts a bad name. So I did that. I was drinking, just drinking a lot of fluids, and finally, dude, it took me a minute, dude. It took me a minute. So Ryan didn't feel anything, right? Right? You're chilling, right, Ryan?
No, I just had a little bit of a sore throat. And
sore throat, yeah.
Or scratchy throat.
Have you had it?
Not that I know of.
I think that you recover in a day knowing your immune system. I mean, you know what? I bought a veggie platter because of you. Remember?
In the
group text, you're like, hey, brother, I was just going to bring this up. You should add veggies and nutrients and fruit.
I was just looking out, and you know that I don't like to come across as this
overbearing. No, I appreciated
it. Yeah, yeah.
And it made me think of the way you are at comedy clubs because the veggie platter you always order. And
yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get one of those. And so I got the whole Kroger.
How good did it taste?
That I couldn't taste anything. And that's another thing.
And that's a good kind of vegetable when you can't taste it.
I couldn't taste anything. I lost my taste.
Is it back?
It's slowly coming back. I mean, I was freaking out. I was trying to eat a Pringle, and it was just like a saltine. I couldn't taste anything.
Weird.
Yeah. Couldn't smell, couldn't taste, none of it. So I'm like, dude.
Did you try it even with your very sweet candies? Did you see that just to experiment?
I cut out candy. Wow. Not only that, I didn't even masturbate the whole time.
Who are you, man?
I lost, no masturbation. I was just chilling. What helps, so for those of you who ends up getting COVID, drink a lot of fluids, hot teas, and rest. And, you know, that's the best advice I could give.
Okay.
And, yeah, so. But did I sound different? Like, could you tell?
You sound a little different right now, to be
honest. My voice?
Yeah, just a little bit, yeah.
Is it way different?
Not way different, but it's just like a little bit raspy. I can just tell you've been coughing a lot and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, can I tell you another thing that helped me? Mucinex DM. There's these, you can get them at the over-the-counter.
Inside those Mucinex DMs.
Mucinex DMs, they're right horse pills. There. They're like clunkers, but they last for 12 hours. And it.
I bet they do.
Ooh. And I didn't think I had phlegm, but one morning I woke up and I spit into the sink and there was like green and with blood in it. And I'm like, oh, there it is.
Hope you're enjoying our breakfast as you're watching Scissor Bros right now, wherever you're at.
Shot through the heart.
That was a British version. I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel better, so.
Good, man.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Hey, Ryan, you had a
You feel better. Well, a couple episodes ago, Jeremiah said that fans should send a voice note to our Scissor Bros email, scissorbrospod@gmail.com.
Okay.
Well, somebody took us up on that. And I'm going to play the message right now. And hopefully this makes you guys feel better.
Screen it, Ryan?
Let's just...
Hey, Stevie Weeby and Jeremiah. I'm Evan from Kansas City, Missouri. Represent. I love the show. It's great. You guys both keep me going through the week, and I always look forward to your new episodes every Friday. Also, Stand Up on the Spot is excellent, by the way. I'm a barista in Kansas City at Hi Hat Coffee, and I was wondering if either one of you like coffee. And if so, what is your favorite coffee drink?
Can I start?
I would love for you to take that.
It's so ironic. His name's Evan. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Evan. Thanks for your input. We appreciate you watching and your support with the content and everything. Ironically, me and Jeremiah were both baristas at certain times in our lives. So we commend you. It was probably one of my favorite jobs in the world because I love coffee and I was drinking it at coffee. You're at Starbucks, right?
Yeah.
I was coffee bean and tea leaf. So surprise, I was your competitor.
Surprise, we're even friends, man.
So... it's changed over the years. Back then, I was just a normal cup of Joe, right? But now it's the Americana, the hot Americana. And I go, ironically, I don't go to Coffee Bean anymore. I'm a Starbucks guy. So I switched over to your team. Have you had the new apple macchiato, the oatmeal? Apple macchiato?
Gonna be honest. I hate everything about coffee. And I hated working at Starbucks. So, Evan, I hate all coffee. Thank you for that question.
Just how the hell were you working at a coffee shop and not like coffee?
They forced me to taste test all of the coffees. And I was like, well, it all tastes like garbage to me. So what do you want me to do?
Just letting you know, brother, that apple oat milk macchiato is heaven on earth.
Does it have coffee in it, though?
Espresso, yeah, it's a latte.
I just don't like espresso,
dude. It is so tasty. Do you like Applejack cereal?
Yeah.
Do you like the milk at the bottom of the?
Yeah.
Picture that
with a dump on it.
No, with a little bit of coffee.
That's what it tastes like to me.
No, not
yeah,
a dump.
That's what it freaking tastes like to me, dude. No,
in it. So
you're not gonna convince me to like coffee.
Can I keep going? That's because I'm a avid lover of coffee.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, Evan, I love them. Americana.
I believe it's pronounced Americano.
Oh, I was thinking about that MMA. It's a submission chokehold.
The Americana?
Americana, yeah. It's where...
I was thinking of like the...
There's a hold in MMA. It's called an Americana chokehold. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like an anaconda, like, or a Kimura lock. Sorry, Americano. Okay, Americano. I also like seasonally at Starbucks, they have this gingerbread syrup stuff.
I remember it. I used to put 5 pumps in there.
Isn't that good?
I used to get the gingerbread frappuccinos, the cream base, no coffee.
Oh,
I'm a frappuccino. You know me, I'm a smoothie frappuccino guy.
But frappuccino has a little. Oh, no.
I get the cream.
You don't get the coffee.
I'm all about the cream, no coffee.
So what do you get, the strawberries and cream one?
You know that's what I get.
Oh, that's, you do get that.
I'm a little girl.
You get the pink drink.
Yeah, I do. Ooh. I love it. I just love it so much.
You like the pink
drink. Yeah, I do.
Evan, so yeah. I hope that answered your question.
I get the kids' drinks at any coffee shop. I'm like, what kind of juice do you have? What kind
You're a smoothies, milkshake kind of guy.
You know me, dog.
Yeah.
You know me.
Yeah.
That's how I celebrate.
I'm about to head to Pennsylvania and there's a Sheetz, those gas station, they have, I'm going to go, I'll vlog it for you. I'm going to use one of
another milkshake.
Yeah. I want to use one of their milkshake, maybe get a Snickers one or something.
Heck
like
yeah.
That. Yeah.
Heck yeah, dude.
Yeah. So thank you, Evan.
So if you guys, want to leave us messages, scissorbrospod@gmail.com. You can record it on the voice memo app on your phone. And just send it right on over to our Gmail account, and we'll do that for you guys. We'll play it, answer questions, different stuff like that.
Can I implement a new idea that I mentioned on our Patreon?
I'm going to tell you, you don't even have to ask me anymore what you're about to say.
How do you know what I'm about to bring up?
No. You have asked me maybe a few times this episode.
I'm a polite guy. I like to ask first.
But you're
even your bathroom.
But you're my brother.
I've been here a million times.
I know.
Every time I ask, hey, brother, can I use your restroom?
And how many times have I said, just please use it. Just stop asking.
But don't I do that when I'm in there?
Yeah.
I always ask if I use your restroom.
I know. And I keep saying,
man,
please
just
use it.
That's the way I was raised, brother. I don't just pick things up and do things. I like to ask.
I'm saying we're that close.
Okay.
You don't have to ask anymore. I love you. You don't. You're not a guest. You're a brother. You don't have to even ask anymore. I got you.
Can I be honest with you? I do feel guilty.
Right away asking a question.
I do feel guilty taking dumps in your bathroom.
You know what?
I Febreze the crap out of it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. And then not only that is sometimes when I pee in there, I drizzle a lot. I'm a drizzler. And so I, by the way, you have an immaculate kind of, your toilet paper game is off the chain, bro. Like, you have this nice soft toilet paper and it's like shaped like a pier. I don't know, shaped like perfectly stacked. But I like to wipe the sides of your toilet. If I drizzle, I wipe it all down. So that, dude, that's respect, brother.
Oh, no, I appreciate that.
That is respect. Because my toilet's not like that. It's just, I mean.
I've been to your place.
I mean, have you touched the ground?
I'm not touching that ground.
Urine Central. Drizzle Central. But anyway, Oh, this is my idea, brother.
Ladies, he's taken.
Dude, that was funny. That was funny. I love my woman, dude.
I know you do.
Yeah, dude.
I love her, and I don't even know her that well because she loves you.
I have a beautiful girlfriend.
I know you do.
Shout out to her, okay? She loves me for me, okay? So the fart thing has been lacking.
Ladies, he's taken. Stop messaging him. All right?
Zero messages.
He has a girlfriend.
Zero. Okay. But this is the thing. Our fart game has been lacking. The blue flame thing has been lacking. So I'm going to present this to the viewer. This is a call to action. I want to implement, you know how we had that new segment idea where people kind of submit their questions or whatever?
Yeah, their voicemails.
I want people to submit their farts.
You want us to play farts on the podcast?
Yeah.
User-submitted farts?
User-submitted farts. Bro. What do you mean, bro?
I'm the one that has to listen to them.
I know. It's going to be very interesting. It's going to spice up the podcast.
Thank you, guys.
This will be a game changer for everyone. Do you want me? I'll listen to them. I'll take great delight in listening to them. So hold on.
I just want to.
No fake farts.
I just want to say
go
this.
Go ahead.
You haven't volunteered for anything technically in the history of this podcast. And
that's
you're volunteering.
How adamant, that's how adamant,
that's how adamant
I am.
You are. Is that you'll volunteer to watch the submissions?
No, it's not watching. Hold up. There's no video. It's just audio.
That's even worse.
So take your iPhones, put your voice memo near your anus, and squeeze.
How about you plug your email for that so it doesn't go into the same Scissor Bros email?
No, we got to keep it confidential here. We got to put it at scissorbrospod@gmail because this is a Scissor Bros thing, okay? Let's separate the two, sports, okay, and brands. Please submit your farts, and how about this?
Oh my goodness.
We'll judge it on longevity, beefiness, uniqueness in sound.
I'm not going to lie. This,
and a couple other things.
This sounds like it could be a Patreon exclusive, bro.
No. This is for the real thing.
Ryan, I need you to weigh in here.
Ryan, dude, I'm telling you, brother, this could be a game changer. A game changer.
Yeah,
go ahead, Ryan.
Changing the game doesn't make it better. It can also make it worse. You can change the game for worse, man.
This fits our branding, dude. This is our brand. Dude, come on. We're Scissor Bros. We pooed in diapers, man, and you guys are making it seem like this is out of the ordinary. This is a part of our brand. Poo, farts, enemas in our butts, electroshock. It's all a part of the thing, man. And you guys are making it seem like I want to get a rocket ship built in here, like weird signs coming out of the ground. It's nothing of that nature. Okay, this is normal stuff. Holy moly guacamole. Let's get with the program, guys. Let's vamp things, like revamp the thing. Now, think about what you're about to say, and I want to rephrase what you said, but more in a positive nature, towards favoring me. Go ahead.
I have reconsidered my position, and I am all for Steve listening to farts all the time.
Yeah, see, dude, that wasn't so hard.
You're right.
That wasn't so hard, was it?
No.
So, you do not like the... Hold up, dude, your facial expression is so funny right now. There's a look of concern
I just don't,
on your face, brother. Talk to me.
Like, I want to say, just like your girlfriend, I love you for you, but that doesn't mean I have to understand you all the time. Okay? That's a real brotherly statement right there.
What's there to understand, man? I'm just presenting a new segment.
I don't understand where your swells of passion come from. I don't get it.
Because can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll be doing my YouTube thing, and it's like 3 a.m, and I'll just squeeze, and it's like a good fart that comes out. And I'm thinking, man, I let that go by.
Here's my thing. Before you're reaching out to the listeners, how about... you have to show, lead by example.
I like that.
If you're bringing in fart footage, then we can open up the floodgates.
There's no footage. It's an audio clip. There's no footage. Let's make sure we get that in the clear.
I think it should be video.
A video?
This isn't just a radio show. This is a very visual show. If people want to watch it, that's great. Or if they want to listen to it, that's great.
Let's present this thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you want to submit footage, no nudity, make sure your underwear is on, underpants, just keep it appropriate, okay? Now, don't have a nut hanging out of your shorts. Make sure everything's covered up. It's up to you as far as creativity, how you want to present it. If you want the butt to the screen, that's on you.
But if we do some scissors, brother...
up your lighter.
Do you want to do 10?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
You feeling better?
It got me excited because I'm like, you know, this would be perfect for a brand. And I just, when I get excited, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Got to get it out.
Yeah, I just got to get it out.
Good.
Yeah.
Good, man.
I mean, are there any other ideas we haven't done that I mean, because I'm open to hearing segment ideas coming from you as well, you guys.
No, we just brought up the voicemail segment. I was in Toronto when you guys were texting me and stuff like that you had the Coco. I was up there for the Just for Laughs festival in Toronto.
Montreal, yeah.
And Toronto.
Oh, Toronto, okay.
Yeah. They do one in Montreal as well. But this one was in Toronto, and we ended up shooting 4 stand up on the spots up there.
Wow.
Yeah.
How heavy was that workload?
It was pretty
Chris
intense.
Up there too?
Yeah, Chris
Shout
came with.
Shout out to our man Chris again. We love Chris.
And there was this weird thing that happened where we went to go play pool real late at night, where we saw a McDonald's bag that clearly somebody Uber Eated or something that was just sitting in the lobby with the sticker still on. And we said, I told Chris, I go, we have to make a pact that we're going to eat what's ever in that bag if we come back a couple hours later and that bag is still sitting there.
Was it closed?
Yeah, it was sealed.
Oh, no.
Let's just roll that footage. I'm here with my buddy Chris in Toronto. We just filmed the first stand-up on the spot, and we went back to the hotel, and there's a sealed McDonald's bag that was from a DoorDash or something that's in the lobby that hasn't been touched. We've made a vow that if after we play pool for like an hour and a half and we come back, if that bag is still in the lobby, we have to eat it. Stay tuned. Favorite places in Toronto. Chris and I have been here. It's almost 3 a.m. We're closing this place out. It's a beautiful hidden gem. At least to us, I don't know. Good old Tom Cruise staring back at us. Color of Money, baby.
Hey.
Hey, that's Fonzie, man. That's not Tom Cruise, man.
Top Gun.
Yeah. That's his slogan. His catchphrase is Top Gun. Dude, this place is awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. This is just great. Annex. What is it? Annex?
Annex Billiards.
Club. Annex Billiards.
Check it out if you're in Toronto.
Dude, Chris, what is right here after we have left and come back? None other than a McDonald's order that is still sealed, baby. It's time to open it up.
All right, Thank you. Someone.
Okay, Chris, what is inside of this McDonald's bag?
I mean, should I read it or should I open it?
Well, you can read. I'm curious. What? Read the receipt and then we'll open it.
One chocolate chunk cookie and one large orange pecan tea with 3 milk and 3 Splenda.
Open her up.
Let's see.
It's sealed for freshness.
There's a cookie.
We're definitely eating that.
And whatever an orange pecan is, and the thing to hold it in.
Well, let's split somebody's stump stranger's cookie.
Because we made a blood pact.
Okay. Here we go, Chris. That's your half. You ready?
Yep.
Cheers.
Cheers.
It's a little hard, but it's still good.
And we're not drinking this.
We're not going to drink the tea because it got dropped off at 11:30 p.m.
Oh, it's currently 3:30.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
Mm-hmm.
A little disappointing in the order, not the cookie.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Oh. Adventures in Toronto.
Luckily, it wasn't anything too gnarly, but we did split that cookie.
Wow. It was just, I mean.
Somebody abandoned it.
What if it was something else?
If it was burgers and fries, we would have had to eaten it. We made a pact.
What if it was something way different?
Just stacks of $100 bills?
No shit. I'm sorry.
Yo, what up, fool?
What up, fool? You notice something I said?
Yeah, you looking real clean, like, dog. What up with you?
I don't have my lawnmower 4.0, fool. I hid it from you.
Oh, really?
It's like my own personal shank, fool.
Hey, man, I'm Shanks.
But it's my other one. You know, I had it under my bunk bed, fool.
Okay, why you hiding it, dog?
Because I love it, I said.
Oh, you don't want me getting after it or what?
Exactly, fool.
Well, what about, like, the listeners and stuff of this show? How about you help them out with that?
How about you stop hiding the weed whacker? I was looking for that all day, I said.
Oh, really?
Simone, fool.
Well, that's why your boy's nose be all clean-like and stuff.
That's right, I say. What else comes with the performance package? Do we mess with it or what?
Oh, I mess with it real hard. They got that aluminum-free body deodorant. They got that 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner. And if you use the promo code now, you can get like free gifts and whatnot, like the travel bag and stuff like that with the 4.0 performance package, yeah?
They add a shared travel bag, fool. With the Platinum Package 4.0 covers all your bases. You know what I'm saying? Get 20% off plus free shipping with code SZBROS at manscaped.com, fool. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code SZBROS at manscaped.com, S.A.
Say trick or treat to your beautiful new Halloweeny with Manscaped. You know what's kind of odd? I feel like we in Halloween year round because we got these orange jumpsuits on, you know what I'm saying, fool?
And there's a treat down there for all the fine women out in the world, I say.
Yeah, all those mujeres that are coming around. You know what I'm saying?
Simone, Korea, local. Your novias, fool.
Yeah, dog.
Manscaped.
I think somebody dropped off an Uber Eats bag, sealed, that was piled with poop to the top.
Just one big swirly. Yeah. Now.
What's on your mind today? Other than farts and poops.
Hey, I'm recovering, brother, you know? I'm recovering. And
I like to think that you're a poopaholic and that you're going to meetings and stuff like that. Like, you're saying that you're recovering as an addict from that?
Yeah. Is there an obsessive nature in always bringing that up? Poo and farts and stuff like that?
I mean, you know, we like what we like.
Yeah. We also like art and music.
That's
and
true.
Other podcasts and movies.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Yeah,
of course.
Oh, dude, there's a new Hellraiser out.
I love the Hellraiser series.
No. There's a remake movie specifically on Hulu.
I love all the Hellraiser movies.
All of them.
All of them. Even the bad ones. I love them.
This new Pinhead female. Female Pinhead.
Whoa.
How kick-ass is that? Just She looks scary. Have you seen the trailer?
No, not at all.
Did you know it was out?
I think I saw somebody like post something about it, but no, I didn't really. No, not enough to my.
Do you have a Hulu subscription?
I think I have a lot of subscriptions through other people.
Oh.
Frugal Brothers Strike Again.
I'd like to do a watch along if we could watch that together. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you have Hulu in the house, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do that for a Patreon or something?
Sure.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Mm-hmm. Heck yeah.
We're not just a poo and fart podcast, guys. You know, I don't know why. You know, my apologies. Hey. My apologies. I won't bring it up for a while. Yeah.
Hey, man.
Mm-hmm.
We're good, brother.
We're good.
We good, dog.
Okay. Not a lot of female musicians have submitted yet. So if to all our scissor siblings.
See, that's a call to action that I can get behind.
Yeah, let's be more inclusive. So if we do have sister siblings, y'all submit some songs too.
Yeah.
About Jeremiah, me, whatever. You know, love to play that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
You like female musicians? I mean, are you a fan of?
Yeah.
Karen O, you like Karen O? And
I don't know who that is.
From the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Or how about the Lindas? They're
She's like, oh, lying, gonna tell you where the line is.
I don't know about that. I don't know if that's a song.
By the Yeah Yeah Yeahs?
Oh, that's her then.
Isn't
yeah,
Gold
that's
Lion
her.
One
yeah,
of the
yeah.
Yeah Yeah Yeahs songs?
That's her, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that would be a dream guest. She's half Korean, I think, I believe, too.
Is she?
Yeah.
Well,
I've reached out to her 100 times. Oh. Just for my own podcast.
Oh, okay.
But Karen O, if you happen to watch this, keep up the good work and your music writing. You know, she used to date Spike Jonze.
No.
The director. Yeah. She did music for, was it Where the Wild Things Are or something like that?
Dude, I thought of you recently because I was at the dentist and it was brutal. It was brutal. And I was thinking of you.
Why are you thinking about me? My teeth are good, buddy. My teeth feel great. What are you proposing, man? I feel like you're going to propose something. Go ahead.
If they put you unconscious, so you're not hearing the sounds of the scraping and the cleaning and stuff like that, will you let that be a challenge for one of the weeks if I work it out with the dentist?
I'm going to have to seriously think this through, brother.
Because what will be funny...
I go when it's mandatory, where I feel like the pain is so unbearable.
No. If you get to that point, it's past that point. Guaranteed.
Oh, I know. I've been through several root canals. I know the pain.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I was popping 8 ibuprofens. It was unbearable.
I'm saying if they knock you out, if they put you under, then we film it as a challenge, and then we film you coming to, and then we interview you while you're kind of out of it.
So what are you presenting? Getting a dentist to come to my place?
No. I would drive you to my dentist.
Is he a nice person?
The nicest.
Can we give him a shout out real quick?
Shout out to Dr. Mir and Edgar.
So what are his qualifications? Why is he a good dentist? He's pretty good.
He's good. Mm-hmm. He's a Beverly Hills dentist.
So why
I started
do I
going
to
him when I worked at Starbucks on La Cienega, and he would give me discounts because he knew that I was a poor kid who worked at Starbucks. And I've literally been going to him he's the only dentist I've ever gone to in LA. I've been going to him for over 12 years.
What are the prices? I don't have insurance, but go ahead.
We would work something out for you.
So what's the price range as far as, would you get a deep clean? Like, how does that work? Yeah. I don't even know what you call it.
Yeah.
You got a deep clean.
I have to do scalings in a few months where they go like under the gums.
So what does that mean? They take that sharp object that
they pull your gums and they go.
And they go.
Yeah, yeah.
And they scrape it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to do that in a few months.
I'm just letting you know I probably have several cavities as is.
I'm aware. I just got my teeth.
I'm guessing I have at least five cavities. I have about 5 to 7.
My bottom was I get a lot of calcium deposits and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Even though I Mine were getting real yellow on the bottom.
They Are you clean missing any teeth?
Not that I'm aware of.
There's gaps. I right now, I just felt. There's two in a row that are just gone.
Mm-hmm.
Right here.
Yeah, yeah.
So these are gone.
She'll get a little bit of a discount.
This one back here, I have three or four just missing.
Brother, you're getting discounts on discounts what just do you by mean? Having what, missing
I
teeth.
I mean, you didn't say no price ranges.
I can't claim their price range for them, but I'm just saying that's less teeth for them to work on, so that's less work.
How long does the session last? Does it hurt? I don't like anything about the dentist. I don't like the
That's
smell
why we would put
in
you
the lobby.
Under.
I don't like the water gallon thing and the fake plants in there. I don't like the reception area. I don't like any of it.
I would blindfold you and then we put you under, dog.
So they could give me this,
yeah.
the laughing gas, whatever.
Yeah.
So I would be out and then he would just open my mouth manually and then just go to work?
Yep.
How much pain involved? Like, was there pain
involved?
You
won't feel it because you'll be asleep.
No, but did you feel pain?
Yeah, but I wasn't under. It's natural. Like, you feel bursts of pain every once in a while just because it's cleaning. They're getting next to your gum line and stuff like that.
Is it kind of satisfying in a way?
When Dude, you're yeah. It? Your teeth feel slick and not all, like, crunchy all the time after you get it cleaned. When was the last time you got a cleaning?
I mean, decades upon decades upon decades.
Wait, just a cleaning?
I don't even know what that is, brother.
You would feel like a new person.
Dude, I brush. I just brush.
You know,
I floss.
You know, like a
Someone sent me them scope, like those scope, the scope floss.
Yeah, the individual
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, I love doing that when I'm watching my stuff at night.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
You know, like a blowjob on your pee-pee?
If you're going to try to use that as a comparison, you're out of your freaking mind. It has that, those are two different planets.
They both involve mouths.
I know, but I just don't like objects in my mouth. I think that's what it is, metal objects. And
that's
I don't
why
like
you'd be
it.
Asleep.
Let me think about that one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You thought of me when you're at the dentist?
Yeah, because you've talked about your fear for so long of the dentist.
Yeah. It's been decades.
Yeah.
Decades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's my call to action to you, man.
Go like this. Let me see your teeth. No, big smile. God, they look great and healthy, huh? Look at those bad boys. God, they're white. Like,
I just got them cleaned. I just got them cleaned.
So you notice a difference?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Okay, okay. I mean, that's the right thing to do is go to the dentist.
I bet your girl would thank you, too.
Go ahead, man.
What?
Go ahead. The elephant's in the room. Go ahead, Ben.
What?
It's my breath, huh? It's all the plaque, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of plaque on your teeth that causes that.
Yeah,
I'm not
I know.
Saying I have perfect breath all the time, but like I brush my teeth at least 2 to 3 times a day.
God, I didn't know this episode would be like a dentist intervention.
Dude, we went from
this
poo talk to dentist talk. So
that's,
I think we're even.
There's a maturity boost right there, isn't there?
No, I think we're even. As much as you wanted to talk about poop, that's how much I want to talk about dental hygiene.
Yeah.
This episode.
Okay, I'll think about it. Is that fair enough?
Sure.
Thanks for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. You know, if you're feeling down, go ahead. Go see the dentist.
Can we do like, you know, can we like dance or anything like that?
Yeah. What kind of dance you want to do?
Just, I think we need to dance along with our viewers at home, you know? Get up, get a little physical.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Standing up?
Can we go in the middle?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, what?
I forgot the music. Can I add it in later?
Absolutely.
All right, let's
okay,
go.
Okay, let's go.
Hey guys, we hope you're dancing along with us at home. We haven't done the dance party break in
a
couple
episodes.
Yeah,
I'm having a good time.
Feeling real good.
Yeah.
Get up.
up out of your butts, wherever you're at. Get up out of your seats. Do a little exercise with us. This is a good stretch time at work. If you're at school, stand on your desk. Say hi to the teacher from the Scissor Bros. Wherever you are. Is this Christmas morning for you, brother?
Yeah, brother. You should have broke out that lighter, brother.
Now we're going to toss it to the challenge. This is one of the last challenges that we did at Camp Raw, and we think you're going to love it. Take it away.
Welcome to the Archery Challenge.
We're out here at Camp Raw, and we got a couple Scissor Sibling teammates to help us with this venture. Got my buddy Ryan here.
And I got my buddy TJ.
So basically, this is what we're going to do. We're each going to go back and forth with our teams to see who can get the most points on the board. We've agreed that that black outer rim of the target is 1 point. The inner blue rim is 2 points. And the white slash gray circle is considered the bullseye. That is 5 points. The person with the most amount of points at the end of the two rounds wins. I'm going to go first, then Steve, then it'll go to Ryan, then it will go to TJ.
Mm-hmm.
We'll add all the points up, we'll keep track all along the way, and the loser, in the vein of hunting and bows and archery, has to eat. Brian, will you deliver these?
Da 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 da.
Da 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 da. These are pig eyeballs. They're pig eyeballs.
Ugh. Eyeballs from a pig.
That's what the loser's gonna have to consume. So let's say Ryan and I lose. I would eat one eyeball, Ryan would eat the other. We ride together, we die together, all right? This is how we're doing it. Let's go to the archery challenge right now. I'm gonna kick it off.
Here we go.
All right, Jeremiah.
Yeah, Jeremiah.
First one out.
Bullseye all day.
Ooh. That might be a miss.
That might be a miss. We'll see. I think it's one though. Don't worry about it. You got this.
So that's
it's gonna be one for us.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
My goal is just to get it on. I could just hit somewhere.
There we go.
Dead center. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm in trouble.
All right.
I need the power.
Channel your inner Joe Rogan.
Yeah, right. Inner Duncan Trussell.
Oh. I challenged young Jamie, not Joe Rogan.
Get it. Oh, that's a five spot.
That's a five spot.
Woo! Looks like pigs on the menu. Looks like pig eyeballs on the menu. Woo! Get some salt and pepper for those eyeballs. Holy smokes! Oh yeah. That's another one. Oh, we're in trouble. Yeah. What? I don't know. I mean, it'll be a miracle for me to get it on the thingy. Okay.
That one had a curve to it. That one had a wicked curve to it.
Thank you for your
weird.
Patience with us. Yeah, I know this normally doesn't.
You're all good.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we've decided that the air doesn't go in your favor. So if it's on the bubble, you go on the lower side point. So that's what we've decided.
There we go. Another one?
I think.
That might have been another one.
That might have. 15. Well, we're gonna check here in a second.
Wow. Oh,
and you
like
to be
this.
Pulling across your, like, just straight.
My face.
Here we
my
go.
Face.
Here we
don't
go.
Hold up your arm like that.
Come on, Joe Rogan. Be with me right now.
He's a spirit animal.
Oh!
That's debatable.
All right.
We shall see.
May we approach to check the score?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, guys, let's go check this out.
Let's see.
Here we go.
Get the eyeballs ready.
Right, you want to make sure. Ooh,
just
that
get the
is,
eyeballs ready.
This is 5, 10, 15, 20, 25,
This is 26. This is...
That's zero.
Zero.
Get the eyeballs ready.
And this is 27.
That's good.
27.
27.
Get the eyeballs ready.
Go. 27. That's what
27.
Get the eyeballs ready, dude.
27 points, baby.
Is it you have Tabasco sauce? Oh, I'm in such big trouble. Oh, get the just get the eyeballs ready.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Sorry, I am so sorry. I'll step in. You don't know, no, sorry. Dude, it's going to be so funny if I don't even get one on target. Hey, there's a caterpillar on your collar here.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't want to. He's right.
Hi, friend.
Yeah.
How are you feeling,
Stevie? I'm ready for the eyeballs. I'm ready for the eyeballs, but I'm having a great time at Camp Raw, and
my taste buds are thanking you.
All right.
Exceptional.
Good luck. Steve, you shot with you're practicing with the blue bow. Do you want to start with your blue bow?
I'll just do this.
All right. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I got confidence in my boy.
27.
We got this.
Yeah, I believe it's all added up.
All right. Oh, Steve, will you step on the other side of the quiver?
Two more steps to the right.
A little bit further. A little bit further. Keep going. Like where you're on the other side of the.
Yeah, right there.
Right here.
Step right up.
There we go.
Oh man.
Here we go. Make sure Steve, all the way back.
Okay, yeah,
Hunger
yeah.
Games, baby. Katniss Everdeen, all the way back.
Your arm should be by your ear.
Yep, all the way back by the chin.
All the way by your ear.
Get the eyeball ready.
Get the eyeball ready. Have fun with that, TJ.
I'll clean up for you, don't worry.
Yeah, you're gonna get
we'll
all those eyes.
Steve.
I can't even get it on the seat.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
Your mark is in the mud right there for the camera. There you go.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. How you feeling right now?
I'm not looking forward to the eyeballs.
He's already. TJ's like.
Oh, okay. Cool. That's a solid zero, everybody. That's a solid zero. All right, that's a solid zero. Yeah.
Dude, don't career shame it.
Hey. Yo, dude, thanks, dog. Come on, man. Help him out, man. Wow.
I can't even get it on the thing.
You got this, dude.
Keep pulling. Yes, yeah, yes.
All the way.
Aim a little bit lower.
Okay, well, it's on the board.
Zero.
All right, we got a goose egg.
Just giving TJ more work.
I am so sorry, TJ. Hey.
TJ, what is the grossest thing you would say you've ever eaten?
I don't even know, man. Nothing like an eyeball. Nothing like that.
All right. Well, it's up to you. You did practice here yesterday, so there's a chance that, yeah.
I feel confident, but...
Yeah! Oh, bullseye! Oh, hey, Steve! Oh, bullseye! Bullseye! Hey, bullseye! Channel that inner care rage, brother. You got this.
You got this, Steve. Come on.
Just get the eyeball nice and seasoned, okay?
We got hot sauce for it?
Hey, Steve.
You know what? I like this because it's pretty meditative.
Yeah.
It calms you down.
It really does.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for your service, man, and letting us do this.
You also stand a little to the right.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be great. Thank you. All right, here we go.
Nice and far.
Keep pulling, Steve.
Aim a little bit, yeah.
Debatable. I'm watching it.
Deep breath, Steve.
Yep.
I'm having fun though. This is great.
Great.
It's a good time.
Yeah, man.
Having fun eating eyeballs.
Yeah, at least having fun now.
Keep pulling.
All the way.
Keep going. Keep pulling.
Aim all the way.
Oh, yeah. Bullseye. Yeah. Double bullseye, baby. That's a double bullseye.
TJ, I'm going to give you a back rub. Oh, dude.
Hey,
full
man.
Body massage.
You get a back rub while you eat an eyeball.
Full body massage tonight. You're my friend.
Yeah.
My freaking friend. And you know it.
If Ryan really craps the bed and you do really well, there is still a chance.
There is a chance.
He needs a... It would be nice if he could... He needs one more bullseye.
Yeah, make it a little...
Make it helpful.
At least, you know, keep it a competition.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Steve, channel Korean Legolas right now.
Take your time, Steve.
Keep pulling. Keep pulling. Keep pulling.
All the way.
Move lower.
All the way.
Oh! Ooh. All right. That's all right. 11.
Real clear to go over and
cut. All right, let's take a look.
Let's see.
Oh my God.
Steve, come on over, brother.
I'm so sorry.
We need you for this debate real quick.
That's on. That is on.
All right.
5, 10, 11.
Hey, I got two.
27 to 11.
Hey, 27
to 11.
That was great.
I'll fetch your arrows for you.
Okay. Thank you, man. Thank you.
How you feeling about your chances, Jeremy?
I mean, I think we've got this one in the bag unless Ryan really, really doesn't fare well on this. But, I mean,
oh my God.
I think we have a pretty good chance. Oh, wow.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my God. I'm going to eat this.
He did win longest arrow.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
Hey, I don't know what TJ Ryan can do. Who knows?
You know what? I like your fucking attitude, dude. I like your fucking attitude.
You know? The pressure.
You know?
Got it.
Who really wants to die?
I don't mind it. I don't mind it. Because it's all a mental thing. It's like, imagine if you're starving. You're like, there's no North Korea. And you're like, well, do I eat a rat or do I eat an eyeball? I'll eat the eyeball. Yeah.
All right, guys, let's give it up for Ryan.
Is that the bang?
Here we go.
Oh, no, it's,
Yeah, exactly.
it's my friend's skate shop in Tempe. Oh, that's
okay. Well, that's a bullseye right out of the gate.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, bullseye right out the gate.
Yeah, bullseye for Ryan, everyone.
Ooh, that's for you, Steve.
All right.
I got to do more of that. Bullseye right. For Ryan.
Yeah.
Bullseye for
Come
Ryan.
Come on, it's a bullseye. It's a bullseye. He got a bullseye.
Oh, there you go. Challenging.
Ooh.
Oh.
Bullseye for Ryan! Bullseye for Ryan, everyone! Bullseye for Ryan! Everyone, bullseye, please!
I mean, use whatever tactics you need to.
I love you. You know, I love you. I love you, dude. It's nothing but love, bro. Phoenix family for life. Phoenix family for life, and you know it.
Thank you,
Ted. I got you. North Carolina family for life. Bullseye for Ryan! Bullseye for Ryan! Bullseye for Ryan!
I'm just kidding. I'm not just kidding.
It's working.
Never know. You honestly never know. It could be a turn of events right here. Okay.
Oh, that's a solid.
I think that's a two. I think that's a two.
Might be on the board.
Is it a two or one? Well, it's a two.
It looks like a two.
Bullseye for Ryan. It does.
It's hard to say because it's that's right on that line.
He's got two left? Okay.
That one.
Actually, if you really bring. Yeah.
Jeremiah, it, fucking.
There
that was
is
some
definitely
Olympian
a chance
shit.
That you guys can.
I'm going to try and clean up. I'm going to try and get.
Feel good about one bullseye.
At, what are we at? 11?
Yeah, it's 11 to 27 right now, but we're adding. Let's see. It all depends on these next two, so we'll see.
I'm just going to clean up.
Take your time.
I mean, if you get all bullseyes. It is.
I doubt that.
I mean, you never know.
Nice.
All right.
Okay. That's another two.
Same thing
you did
did before, but bring it down just a little bit.
A little bit?
40 right now.
Oh, Brian's giving a little advice over there.
Taylor was giving Steve advice, so.
There you go.
All right.
That's it.
All right. There we go. Hey, we approached. Check it out. Awesome.
I might come back next year.
All right, guys, let's check on these points. Steve, let's check on these points right here.
You know, make sure that's all correct. Don't want anybody debating or trying to lawyer this.
No.
I think it's 40, right?
That's 5, right?
Yeah, that's 5. That's definitely 5.
Okay, so 5.
2, 4, 7. 11.
7.
I'll do it. Is this 9? Yeah.
9.
11.
11. 12.
And 12. 12.
Oh, so 12 to 11.
So 39.
For me and you.
Yeah, 12. So
39 to 11.
Yeah, so that's like, okay. We kind of got, yeah, even sure though you got more on the board. Yeah,
Steve,
yeah.
Steve, 39 to 11 is the score right now.
Okay, that's fine.
39 to 11. It all comes down
to TJ.
To TJ, right TJ? Here right now.
TJ, look at me. Have fun.
I'll try.
39 to 11. 39 to 11 right
30.
Now.
Dude, TJ? TJ?
He's on Steve's team.
Look at me.
It all,
you,
it all comes down right now.
39 to 11.
How you feeling on the pressure?
Hey, the pressure's on. I'm the last one to go, so it's all up to me. Not looking forward to the eyeballs, like I said.
Have fun. Just have fun, TJ.
I'll just have fun.
Have fun. All don't right. Think of the results.
Or just doesn't matter?
Yeah, you're the Team Blue. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
TJ. No, I go like that.
All right, guys, give it up for TJ. Yeah.
TJ!
Let's go.
Love you, man.
Love you, dude. You having fun?
Oh, fuck yeah.
This is incredible.
We could use that. You know how we always say bullseye?
Bullseye?
Yeah, yeah.
Make
yeah.
a gif
yeah,
of it?
Yeah, make a clip. Yeah.
Bullseye?
Yeah, yeah.
You did a mischievous smile at the camera after you did a bullseye.
Oh.
Dude, just have fun, brother. Yeah, yeah. TJ, give me your hat. TJ, give me your hat. There you go.
Okay, guys. Here we go. Here we go.
TJ, just have fun, man. Be in the moment. Have fun.
I'm not even worried. You got
this. Yeah, there you go.
You're only under a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I think that might be a 1, maybe.
I think that's a 1.
Yeah. You're on the board, buddy. You're on the board.
Time, no pressure. Deep breaths.
It's only up to you.
Don't think about the eyeballs, man.
Don't think about it.
You're on the board again, buddy.
Yeah.
Same thing. So a little bit higher, TJ. Okay.
Oh, man.
And I think a little bit more draw, too.
Deep man. Breaths. No
it's going to taste really good, though, man.
Oh, Ryan, will you stop?
I mean...
Did you salt the eyeball? Do you put seasoning?
No, it's not. It's eyeball.
It's raw, 100%
you know
pig
what,
eyeball.
You know what's interesting?
100%
is there still some eyebrow that's attached to the pig eye?
So get some of that hair, you know?
Oh, Ryan.
Are you going to chew it?
Bullseye!
Bullseye!
That's a bullseye right there. That is a bullseye.
All
right. That is a bullseye. Take your time. That's a bullseye.
Take your time.
It's a bullseye.
It's looking at about 18.
Good. No pressure, TJ.
Deep breaths.
Hey, no psychological warfare. That was highly psychological.
Yeah, yeah, we never do that on Scissor Bros.
Okay.
Woo!
That's close.
That's close.
Close one.
Then it might be
that might be a...
That's an inspection. Could be in there.
That's what you always say.
That's what my girlfriend says. You did this?
Could be in there.
Demoralizing that
could
is?
Could be in there.
It could be in there. That's what your girlfriend says.
It's up for debate, honestly.
Unbelievable.
I don't know. Ooh.
Ooh. Take your time. These last
Take
two
your time,
count.
Dude.
You only got 2 left.
Yeah, that's
all. Breathing
About 25 more
Relax.
Points.
Breathing techniques
plus. We'll see, man. It's not looking great.
Yeah, I think we got this one.
I think so too.
Yeah, we're good.
I think so too.
Nice. Oh, that grouping
oh.
though.
Robin Hood right there.
Yeah.
Splitting arrows.
Booyaka! Booyaka, booyaka!
one of my areas, but
you know that song. Down with the devil. Down. Booyaka, booyaka. KRS-One.
Yeah.
Booyaka, booyaka.
Last hero.
Right?
All right. May we approach to check it out? All right. Here we go.
All right.
I'm proud of you, dude. I'm proud of you, dude.
Oh, this one is. Maybe look at the circle. The circle's right there.
It's, I don't
and
know.
Remember,
man.
It's the lesser that we're doing.
Man, that's too low.
Yeah.
So, what is it?
We got.
Five? Pull this out. Five?
Okay. Six, 11.
Five, seven.
We didn't win.
Yeah.
Nine. That might have been.
Yeah.
I'm going with.
11?
Yeah.
12.
Kept it even though.
39-23.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's go on camera.
All right, guys. Cool. Well, it's been decided.
Get those. This time he's ready for some new flavors.
Team Yellow.
You son of a gun.
Ryan and I.
Okay.
All right. TJ, here we go.
Okay,
we'll reset. We'll reset real quick. We'll reset real quick. All right. It's time to pay the piper. Steve and TJ.
So me and TJ lost the challenge, so the punishment is pig eyeballs.
Mm-mm-mm. Gonna be good.
You looking forward to it?
I love it. Yeah, those are my favorite.
I can't wait to try it.
Brian, will you deliver the pig eyes?
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Here we go.
Let's see.
I'm gonna check this out. Get in there. So as you can see in here, there are still eyebrows that are attached to the retina or in the cornea of the eyeball. I don't know if there's a lot going on in there is what I'm trying to say. So.
Okay, so.
So there's gonna be.
So that's one, and then that's one.
There's gonna be a hard part in the middle.
That's part of the eyeball.
So.
That's one, and that's one.
Yeah. So one of these getting two.
Do you want me to do the two little ones, and then you could do the main one?
Why not?
Okay, so grab the main one.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, and then there's. God.
Wait, so you have to grab that one too?
Yeah, you grab that one too with the hair.
Yeah. And then you grab that one.
You're making your scissor brother.
Well, dude, look at this. This is a main eyeball.
Oh, there's some eyebrow
dude,
in there.
Dude,
there's some eyebrow right there. Are you guys gonna do it at the same time?
Let's just pop it.
Hey, can you lock arms and do it like a toast?
You want to?
I like that.
Lock arms.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
In 3, 2, 1. Look to camera.
Oh,
the smell is a little.
Oh my God. Tastes good? What's going through your mind right now?
You can do it.
Babe was a
pig
that went into the city.
Can you not
Wilbur was a friend.
Hey, he's breaking the rules of the archery rules. Can you get him out of the outer limits?
Wilbur,
get him out on the other side of the line, please.
Wilbur was a friend who had a spider named Charlotte that he met in a barn.
Got one more. Come on, TJ.
Steve is chewing on a pig eye, and it tastes worse than a ball of yarn.
Pig eyeballs.
Pig eyeballs.
It's what's on the menu.
Big eyeballs.
It's what's on the menu.
Pig eyeballs.
It's what's on the menu, even though there's hairs outside of it.
That's not on the menu, but they did a little thing for you.
There it is. He ate it all the way through.
According to you.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Is he about to?
This one is tougher than the other one.
Uh-huh.
Is it salty? Is it slimy? I know.
Pig eyeballs, it's what's on the menu. Pig eyeballs, it's what's on the menu. Try it today at the local Camp Rock. R-A-double-H, it'll make you gag real good.
No.
Pig
Man. What's that flavor I've never tasted before? Worse than poo. It's worse than poo.
Can you tell me what it
big
tastes
eyeballs.
Like?
That was not as bad as I thought, actually.
It's what's really? On the menu. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Steve, right. How come you are storing part of it like a squirrel in the that side was... of your mouth?
Dude, you got it.
It's like the longer it's in your mouth, the worse
you got it,
be.
Man. You got it. Just down it. Like? Keep yeah. chewing it. Keep well, chewing it.
TJ, will you explain what it tastes like?
It tastes like meat. It tastes like a cow.
It's a flavor of meat I've never imagined. Like when you're eating bacon, like the kind of like the fatty part of a piece of bacon, but it's like there's other cartilage and textures and flavors that were foreign to my mouth, and so my body was like not accepting of it.
I couldn't swallow it.
Yeah, but now what's going on in your mouth now? Like I want to drink
I need
a Gatorade.
Brush my teeth right
yeah,
now.
I need a Gatorade. I need something like a fruit punch or something
yeah,
to like
something
to
get
erase this palate.
Weird taste out.
It's not good.
It's not good.
Do you want a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich?
Pig eyeballs. What's on the menu today?
All right. There we go.
Scissor Brothers.
Hello? Is anyone still there? It's your pal Gerald, and just checking in with you guys. Really happy that our producer Ryan wised up and started framing your boy Gerald a little bit better this episode. Because he was worried I was going to come and bust a cap in his ass. But he wised up, so, you know, sending you some love, Ryan. Hope you guys had a good week. Yeah, it was kind of weird. Like, with Stevie and Ryan getting COVID, I was kind of all alone in the garage, and Jeremiah didn't come out and check on me. Kind of a bitch move, but I keep eating Pringles and crickets and stuff like that in the garage. No biggie. And there's a ramen supply that fell off of a truck that I've been crunching with my hooves like an Italian person, like stomping on grapes, like to make wine, but that's neither here nor there or hair. I went down on a bunny recently. That's the hair stuff. I gotta go. This ketamine's out of control. Love you guys. Hope you have a great week. Bye.
Was this just a racist strain? The white guy didn't get it. He's too strange. Everyone got the cocoa but Jeremiah. What did he do for this to transpire?